Ladies and gentlemen, what is up? What is up? What is up? Welcome to another edition of the ATL Dreaming Podcast. I am Edub, along with my lovely co-host, Miss Shakiri Thomas. What's up?
What's up, y'all? I'm so excited.
So this is like, yeah, so this is like the first podcast. We like last week was kind of like a preview. So this is kind of like the first podcast, even though it's the second podcast. So, I mean, it's all love. How are you this beautiful Sunday afternoon?
I am just absolutely fabulous. Just absolutely fabulous, darling. But no, I'm excited. I'm so excited to talk about the Atlanta Dream. We have so much to talk about. Oh, my gosh. Let's start.
We do. And we're going to get into the Dream. They had their first game this week. Not the results that we wanted, but it's a long season, and we're just excited that the WNBA, you can hear my dog barking.
Who that? What's his name?
He's excited, too. So, it did, like, you know, she's excited, you know, aww. So she's excited for the WNBA season. I got the New York Liberty on right now.
Yes.
So, you know.
Yes. I'm so excited. Oh, my gosh. This is such an amazing team, E. I can't wait to see what the future holds for the Dream.
Yeah, and I think that you said the future, and I think that's the key word that folks have to kind of realize this year. We got a lot of youth on this team.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, what this team is not what it's going to be right now. So what it is right now is good, but it's going to be better as the years go by, I believe, because we have a lot of young talent.
Yes, we do. We definitely do.
So I want to kick things off with our first segment called Hot News. And this is the 25th anniversary of the WNBA. Have you seen the t-shirts?
Yes, I love it.
I got to get one.
Straight fire.
Yes. So last year they came out with the orange hoodies. I think it was either last year or the year before.
Last year.
I finally got my hands on one of the orange hoodies.
What?
This year. They came out with the t-shirts with the 25 on them.
Mm-hmm.
I got to get one of those too, man. So, you know, we got to make that happen.
Absolutely. Support all the way around for women's sports. Amazing. 25 so, years. Oh, my gosh.
Wow. And it's crazy because I remember like year one. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm aging or dating myself, but hey, it is what it is.
Don't tell our age, please.
Hey, speaking of age, I raced my 11-year-old today. And the results were not favorable. They were not favorable. My son is always talking about how fast he is and how nobody in the school can beat him. So we're outside today, and I'm like, come on, Joker, let's run. I mark off about 40 yards, you know what I'm saying? Like, it should work. And, Carrie, when I tell you that this little 11-year-old started running, and my mind said, kick it into second gear, third gear,
why?
And my body was like, nope, we're not doing that.
Exactly.
I felt like a U-Haul. Like we were just tapped. We were tapped out. So yeah, that was my aging moment for today.
Yes.
But we're talking 25 years of the WNBA, and I wanted to ask you, what are like some of your favorite? Do you have a favorite WNBA moment from like the past 25 years? Like maybe a singular moment or two moments that, what do you think about when you think about those 25 years?
Those 25 years, of course, I have to think about our home team, the Atlanta Dream. I think about the first 2 years, you know, Coach Meadows was the coach. We were at Phillips Arena. That was a winning team. The crowd was just amazing. That whole setup, the atmosphere within itself. When I told you, there were so many fans supporting the WNBA, the Atlanta Dream. It was just spectacular. An amazing time for that team to be here in Atlanta. Amazing time for women's sports. So 25 years ago, just thinking about just the growth of the team, the many obstacles we faced, you know, in the future, coming up in the present to the future. Yeah, and we're still here, you know. Mm-hmm. That was an amazing team. I think in that second year, they reached the playoffs. Angel McCartrey became the franchise player. Oh, my gosh, just so many memories of the Atlanta Dream. So looking back from then to now, I'm still proud of our team. You know, this is still an amazing team. It still has so many potentials that's going to happen. And we just got to be here for it. We just got to be here and support our team.
Yeah, and you talk about, like, the different venues that they played in. You know, I remember going to games at Georgia Tech.
Oh, yeah.
And in the beginning, like, in the beginning, didn't they have, like, some games, like, at some of the HBCU colleges, like, in the beginning? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, good memories. The memories that I think of are, along with those, of course, were just kind of some of the national moments were Witherspoon, when she hit that half-court shot in, like, the first finals with the New York Liberty. Teresa Witherspoon just heaves it from, like, half court. And the comments are already ready to, like, celebrate. And they're like, nope, we got to play one more. And it was just a phenomenal moment, man. Just a phenomenal shot. Of course, the comments end up winning the series. Mm-hmm. And just a phenomenal team they had. But I'll always remember that shot. And my second memory, I'm not going to go too far back. I'm going to go back to last year. Because last year was so important. And when you think about all the messaging, the Say Her Name campaign, I thought that was really special. How, like, you know, in the media, when we get, like, press materials afterwards, they would always say it's been so-and-so since Breonna Taylor's, you know, like, all the messaging was built around social justice. You know, the Atlanta Dream came out with the Warnock t-shirts.
Yes.
Everything was built around social justice. And so when you're looking at the totality of the 25 years, like, to me, like, that's big, you know, like, that was big last year.
Gosh, you're absolutely right. Last year was phenomenal. Just the movement in general, just to see the support. And it just was like a trickle down effect. It was like a domino effect from the WNBA to the NBA to Atlanta United, you know, MLS to MLB. It was just phenomenal. That brotherhood and sisterhood together was an amazing time for us.
Yep, yep, yep. So that is our heart news. 25 years in the WNBA. Congratulations to the WNBA and all of its players. We hope that it continues to flourish and grow. And we're all supporters of those amazing ladies in the WNBA. All right, next segment. Let's talk about the Atlanta Dream and game number one. They fall a little bit short to the Connecticut Sun. 78-67. Our very own Yakiri Thomas was in the building. Before we get into the game, I want you just to tell me about the atmosphere. I know the crowd control, they were only allowing a certain amount of fans in. Just kind of paint the picture of what it was like to finally be back in an arena covering basketball again.
Oh my gosh, it was a moment of just pure exhilaration. I was sitting there like, oh my gosh, is this true? We're back. I was so excited. I was so excited that I told you before the show that some of the things that we would normally do, I forgot. Like, do we go through security? I mean, oh, yeah, I need to get checked in. Oh, yes, I do need a badge. I am part of the media.
You thought you was just going to stroll up in there?
This one was like, oh, yeah, that's right. So, no, it was amazing just to see some of the faces that we hadn't seen in a year, you know. Mm-hmm. Just seeing the fans just come out and support, you know, that whole yelling of excitement when the score, you know, the ball hits the basket. You know, it was just amazing. People, oh, you remember the chants. Don't forget about the chants. Rep, you suck. Rep, you suck. I was like, yes, we're back. It was just so amazing. It was really an amazing time. I'm so happy that we had that many fans out to support, although, of course, like you said, it was limited. But just to have that fan support was amazing. I loved it. I missed it.
I know, right? Hopefully, as the season goes on, they will allow more and more fans into the building, into the arena. And hopefully, because folks haven't been able to get into arenas, this will be the good time to go and check out the Atlanta Dream. Look, the tickets aren't expensive. Take the family out when the school's out. You know what I'm saying? Go check out the Atlanta Dream. It's a great product.
Yeah.
But again,
before you start, let me just say one more thing. I can't remember that young lady's name. I think Jamila knows her name, but she's at every Atlanta Hawks game. That fan.
Do you know I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yes, she was there. And she was so excited to be there. She was so excited to see me. She was like, oh my gosh. I was like, oh my gosh, she's here. So shout out to all those fans that really go from the NBA to the Hawks to the Atlanta Dream. Thank you for your support, you know?
Definitely. Those that have followed from Georgia Tech to State Farm Arena to College Park, you know, they got some really good fans.
They do.
They came up a bit short against the Connecticut Sun. And to me, and I want to get your opinion on this as well, it looked like a typical first game. You know, some still feeling each other out. You know, there was a lot of turnover with this team. So the players still getting used to each other. I mean, you just lost your coach less than 2 weeks ago. So you had to kind of figure that everything wasn't going to be as smooth. It kind of looked like sometimes they're kind of bumping into each other, you know, and that's going to take time. You know, you have a new coach, you got new players. That's going to take time. And, you know, you have to credit Connecticut. Those, they got some good girls on that team. They got Jonquel Jones and the Barter girl. Those girls are ballers.
and in the words of Coach, he said, those girls were long. They were long, and this was one of the toughest games we have ever had. So, following that same sentiment,
And I want to ask you something, but I think that going forward, I think that the Atlanta Dream are going to struggle with teams with, like, elite big players. You know, like the, I mean, look, like these girls are really good. You know, the Stewart girl and Aja Wilson and Cambridge and Parker, they're going to struggle when they run into teams with that are like really big, because the Dream, they're built to be kind of quick and shifty. You know, we got a lot of guards. So, you know, they're still working on the meet up low, the meet down low. Cheyenne Parker was out that game. She had some health issues she's kind of working with. So, they really missed her. Yeah. But let me ask you, what are some of the good things that you saw from the Dream in that first game, even though it was a lot of, you know, still sorting out? What are some of the good things that you saw?
Some of the good things was, again, Courtney Williams. You know, she's still grinding, you know, still hustling it out on the court. The energy level for Courtney did not disappoint. Monique Billings did really good as well. Again, the team, to me, that was my good. Can I go to the bad? Can I
quit? Well, hold on. Before we get to the bad, let me say my good. I thought Courtney was good too. I thought a lot of energy. I really like Odyssey. I really like how she pushed the team. And Odyssey's a baller, man. She has a lot of heart. And like you said, like the people that we're talking about are like guards and short and shifty and fast and dynamic, you know? And, I thought that they were good. I thought that was the good of the Hawks. I mean, not the Hawks. The
Dream. Hawks on the brain.
Yeah. I got
Dream.
I got to transform my podcast brain. Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was the guy. I thought Kennedy was pretty decent. You know, they didn't shoot that well from the three-point land. They shot 16%, which is, you're not going to win no game shooting 16%, especially when you allow the other team to shoot 43%. So Connecticut was just, they just seemed like they were together more than the Dream.
And again, I believe too, we got to think about this. This is still a new team. I mean, we just lost a coach. We're trying to figure out the chemistry with the coach. I was very much so eyeing the interaction between the coach and the players, because again, that's important. You saw that from the other team that we once covered, the chemistry with the coach.
So what did that look like? Because, you know, one thing when you're covering the game, you're able to see those things. So what did the interactions look like with coach as opposed to the players? And, like, you know, did the players seem distant? Did they seem together? Did they seem like they were like, all right, let's go? Or was it like,
Can we say all of the above?
No disrespect to Coach Mike. Coach Mike is a good dude. We won't call it like you say it.
Yeah, and they, to me, it just seems like all of the above. You know, at times they seemed together, then at times it was like, I don't know if we want to trust this. You know, it was just, it wasn't there. But I really feel like, again, this was the first game, you know? They're still trying to figure out this chemistry. Coach Nikki had a whole different type of play for the team. Now they're entering Coach Peterson, and I mean, it's different. So mm-hmm. we have to kind of just wait it out and see how the team is going to play with this new coach.
Yeah. You said that some things that that you want to see improvement on. I cleaned that up for you because you were like, let me tell you the bad part.
Let me tell you the bad. Rebounds. They were out-rebounded by the Sun. How in the world? But again, that was a strong team. They were much taller than the Atlanta Dream. I was sitting there like, oh my gosh, how are they going to guard this girl? She is a freaking, how Sway? Sway, how? I'm sitting there looking at Nia like, Nia, they just do a lot of missed shots, a lot of missed opportunities. But again, this is a new team. You know, I am the total optimist.
Yeah, that's why I got you here.
Because, you
know, I'd be ready to walk the plank. But yeah, they did get out rebounded 42-26.
Yes.
And yes. Connecticut has some trees. I mean, I saw several times that they had Kennedy Carter and Courtney guarding Bonner. And
how?
Bonner like 6'4", 6'5".
How? It was
like, how? It and I mean, you gave up 12 offensive rebounds mm-hmm. to them. And, you know, those offensive rebounds can be killer. But I think just as a whole, Connecticut just seems more cohesive. As a unit, I think there's going to be a pretty good Connecticut team that we lost to. And the Dream are going to have to just figure out how they're going to come together. And they got to do it quick because there's no preseason. There's no exhibition. It's yeah. like, okay, you got to figure it out in game two come Wednesday. So
Yes. And again, you know, we'll see. We'll see what Coach Mike has up his sleeves because, yeah. again, I'm really, really betting on this chemistry with the team because I will tell you again 1,000 times, chemistry with the coach matters,
mm-hmm.
period.
So we have the Chicago Sky coming in on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna go through the schedule for the week. They play the Chicago Sky on Wednesday, so they'll get the first look at Candace Parker. And then Friday, they are playing the Indiana Fever. I believe that is an away game. So two games this week, one at home and one in Indiana. What are some things, what is a thing or two that you would like to see them clean up as they go through this week?
Chemistry. They got to stick together. I think Monique Billings said it best. I asked her, you know, her biggest takeaway from the game, and she said, we must stick together. You know, that's just what we have to do. And again, you know, that's what it's all about. You have to stick together. And it seems like the team just kind of got away and the ball got out of hand. Mm-hmm. But hopefully we can clean that up and fix it. I was told that Coach Mike was a very intense coach. He is very quick at what he does. You know, practice is normally quick. But hopefully him with his experience can turn this situation around early before it gets too late in the season.
Yeah, we'll see. And I believe, now I haven't heard word yet, Cheyenne Parker, hopefully she'll be ready for next game. I don't know the time limit or whatever the situation is with her health issue, but hopefully we can have her back because they're going to need her going against an all-time great in Candace Parker. She is one of my favorites. She is.
Oh, we know.
Favorites.
Yes.
I mean, I'm just saying, you know, she could ball. Yes. That's you know.
We love Candace.
Sure. Yeah. So shout out to Candace, man. Shout out to Candace. I would say the same thing as we look forward to this year. I mean, this coming week, you got to stay together. I think that when you shoot 16% from three, I think that says that a lot of your 3-point shots weren't rhythm shots. When I watched the game, it was like, oh, that wasn't a good three. Like it, mm-hmm. like the ball didn't move. It was just like kind of just pull up. Let's see what I can do. Like that's not a good three to me. Like if you get them rhythm threes where the ball touches the paint, gets back out, that's a better three. I'll be okay with missing that. But mm-hmm. like kind of the pull up threes, like I wasn't really a fan of them threes that they were taking. So
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
it's gonna take time. So we'll see. So again, Wednesday, again, Chicago, and Friday against Indiana. So
And you will be there in the building, in the seat of the media, sitting right next to Yakiri. Yes.
That is the plan. That is the plan. So we will see. All right. So next up, I want to do something and add something to the pod, something kind of quirky, buy or sell. And so, Yakiri, I'm going to present the question and the dilemma or whatever it is to you, and you are either going to buy it or you're going to sell it.
What's up, folks? This is your man, E-Dub. Just wanted to take a brief moment and to remind you guys to come check out the Hawks Beat podcast. The Atlanta Hawks have made it into the playoffs, and we are going to follow them every step of the way. So after you're done listening to the ATL Dreaming podcast, swing on over to the Hawks Beat podcast, found wherever you stream your podcast. We'll see you soon. Talk to you later.
And you got to let me know why you're going to buy or sell. You understand?
I think so.
All right, let's get rolling. So the first question that I have, buy or sell the next Dream head coach, because Coach Mike already said, look, I ain't finna be this head coach. the next Dream coach being one of the new assistants. They just brought on two new assistants, yes. Lakeisha Frett and Coach LaForce. Buy or sell one of those two ladies being the next head coach?
Well, you know, again, looking back and just looking at the choices that they made, two African-American coaches, amazing choice, amazing pick. I'm still hoping we get Coach Taylor. I'm still hoping they make it a family affair.
So you're selling.
I'm going to sell that. But ask me next week. I might tell you something different. But for now, I'm going to sell that because I really hope and I think the move is to make it a family affair with Coach Taylor being the Nets head coach.
I can see that. I'm going to buy this. And I'm going to buy this for selfish reasons. I was a big fan of Coach Frett when she was playing, when she was at Georgia. She had a sweet jump shot. She was just a baller. I don't know too much about a coaching record, but the move to me just seems like, okay, we got somebody in waiting. If we're not able to get a big time star or a big time name, let's stay in house. We already know Coach Mike don't want to be there, you know, as the head coach, you know.
He said it. He let us know. I don't want to do this.
But yeah, so I'm going to buy that. We'll see. All right. Buy or sell allowing 50% of the fans in College Park Arena. So I think that the Braves, the United, and the Hawks already said that, the Falcons already said they're not going to cap their attendance. So
crazy.
Buy or sell the College Park, I mean, not the College Park, the Atlanta Dream doing the same thing at the College Park Arena.
50%. I want to buy the 50%.
Okay.
I will have my mask on, even though I'm totally vaccinated. I will have my mask on the whole entire season. And don't ask questions, okay? Yeah. Don't say, "Here, why you got your mask?" Because I don't know what you got. So, no. I think to play it safe, that's what you should do. It is a smaller venue. Mm-hmm. To have it at full capacity would, to me, be ludicrous, you know? 50%, yeah. I'm buying it.
I'm gonna follow your lead. I'm gonna buy it too. I think that from just where we see things are trending now, the mask mandates are becoming more and more lax. So I think mm-hmm. they're going to do it. 50% seems like a reasonable number. They may even just lift the restrictions altogether, but I too, madam, will be in a mask and I fully vaccinated myself.
Yes.
Because I don't trust y'all.
All right, okay. I don't know you.
I'm going to go ahead and buy that.
Okay.
Speaking with face masks, you know, there's a lot of that came out this last week and with the CDC saying that, look, man, if you're fully vaccinated, do what you got to do. So I'm going to ask you, Yakiri, buy yourself face masks for at least another couple of months.
I will buy keeping the face mask on. I will buy it because, again, I don't know you, okay? So I will keep on my face mask. I mean, it's been times where I have taken it down because, again, you know, I'm a woman of a certain age, and I feel like I can't breathe sometimes. Sometimes, those masks get hot. So I really feel that we should still continue to practice social distancing and continue to wear our masks.
Yeah. Again, I echo those. I'm buying that too. I'm gonna hold on to my mask for a little bit longer. I work in the school system, so you know, little snotty-nosed kids, they be sneezing. They be like, they will take down their mask to sneeze. I'm like, what are you doing? What are we doing here? Like, you just going? I don't know what you got at the house. Like, don't be doing that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But yeah, one last one for you. I got a bonus one for you. Zoom media coverage. You buying or selling that? You buying or selling?
Sell it away. If I did not have to do another Zoom call, I would be totally fine with that because I am so tired of Zoom.
Yeah.
I mean, Zoom. And it, to be honest, it's very comfortable. You know, you're in the comfort of your home, but the face to face, person to person interaction. Asking questions, it's just not the same. You know, we appreciate the opportunity, but Zoom at times don't have that connection with your internet now.
You will be, listen, but, you go to ask that question, you be like this.
What did you say? What?
Huh? Yo, that happened to me once with the Hawks, and my thing got all chewed up. And I was just like, don't even worry about it, bruh. What are you worried about?
Get it.
But yeah, I'm selling that too, man. Like, I'm appreciative of the opportunities, but there's nuance that reporters and it makes the job so much harder. You know, you can't talk to as many of the players. You can only talk to the players that they bring out. Mm-hmm. And then there's kind of like a pecking order with politics that you don't want to, I'm not going to get into. Then it's just, yeah, I'm selling that too.
Yes. And then to be honest, I'm gonna be honest with you. A lot of times when I don't have on my camera, it's because my hair is on top of my head and I'm in my pajamas. So
yeah.
If you ever see me with my camera off, that is why.
Okay. Now I know. Whenever I see the little logo, I'm like, okay, yeah, she got the bonnet on.
She got the bunny. Yes, she does. That's perfect.
All right. So as we start to wrap things up, Carrie. I want to ask you. We're gonna do two giveaways this year. I want to do a player of the week and an unsung hero. So the player of the week, of course, 9 times out of 10 is gonna be somebody from the Dream. Win or loss, who do you think played well? That's kind of the player of the week. The unsung hero, I was thinking of just, and it doesn't even necessarily have to be basketball. It can be basketball if you want. If you want to be super creative with it, you know, it can be someone that you think should get an unsung hero award. So we're gonna tinker with it a little bit and see how it goes. But Ya'Keri Thomas, who is your player of the week?
My player of the week, of course, goes to Courtney Williams. 14 points, 14 assists. She did not disappoint on the court. That is my player of the week. Love Courtney. I'm looking forward to seeing more of Courtney.
Excellent, excellent. Love her energy, man. She just always has a great attitude. She's so real. She's just, that's just Courtney. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
You get it. You got to love her. My player of the week, I'm going to go with Monique Billings. She didn't score a lot of points, but she was a beast defensively. A lot of times she's outmatched because she's down low. And, you know, those girls was big. Mm-hmm. But girls was big. But let me tell you, Monique has that hustle.
Yes.
She had 4 blocks. She had 3 steals, 5 rebounds, and just 19 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, she balling. Like, she trying to take E spot, you know, for that defensive, you know, stalwart of the team. So I really liked what I saw out of Monique. So I'm going to give her my player of the week. Shout out to Monique and shout out to Courtney, man. So, yeah. Do you have an unsung hero for this week?
You said, do they have to be basketball players? Do they have?
They don't have to be. They can if you want, or if you can be somebody outside their own basketball. I mean, that's cool too.
Well, okay. My unsung hero, this is a little off, would be to Vanessa Bryant. You know, the induction of Kobe Bryant this week or last night, just showing her strength, knowing the tragedy that she went through losing her husband and her daughter. Just seeing her stand up there and give that speech, which was just amazing. So again, you know, unsung hero goes to Vanessa Bryant. Congratulations again, Kobe Bryant, rest in peace.
Yeah.
And to all the Hall of Famers too, by the
way. Yeah. No doubt. You know, big ups to all the Hall of Famers, you know, Tamika Catchings, you know, Tim Duncan, KG. Very well deserved. And I was gonna go Vanessa Bryant, but I had a feeling you were gonna go Vanessa Bryant.
You had a feeling?
I had a feeling. You know, this is season two, so I kind of know where you're going to go.
Yeah.
So I went to a duo for my unsung hero. Okay. My duo is Jalen Rose Chris Webber.
Okay, like, tell me why.
And tell you why, because many people know that they've kind of had a little spat over the years, Jalen and Chris, for some stuff. You know, sometimes it happens, you know. And, you know, it was well documented about their kind of beef and their kind of squabble that they've had for many years. And Chris Webber recently got inducted. Well, it was announced that he's going to be in the next class for the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
And so ESPN had a segment where Jalen Rose and Chris Webber were talking, and it looks like they buried the hatchet.
All right.
You know, they were saying, look, man, I love you, brother. You know, we've been balling since we were 13. And they just had kind of a Shaq and Kobe moment, a Magic and Isaiah moment, and they had it on ESPN, and I really enjoyed it, man. And I was like, man, that is really big. So I'm going to give my unsung hero to both of those guys for burying whatever hatchet it was and rekindling that friendship, man. So to me, that was key to me. So, yeah.
I love it.
That's my unsung hero. So, closing remarks, Miss Yukiri. What closing remarks do you have as we put this podcast to bed? And again, we thank you guys for checking us out. Make sure if you don't catch us live, you can catch us on all your streaming podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcast. You can catch the ATL Dreaming Podcast with Yukiri and your man's E-Dub. So Yukiri, say it with your chest. What closing remarks do you have? And I will not put the screen on you because I know how to make
it. Please
don't. Yes. I will not.
My closing remarks would be, I just thought about something. Renee Montgomery, you know, she's such an amazing person, amazing accomplishments. Just briefly spoke to her about the game, you know, tough loss, I said. And she just said, you know, but we just got to keep grinding. And that's just what it is. We have to keep grinding no matter what. Whatever life obstacles come your way, keep grinding. So Renee Montgomery said it best, keep grinding. And that's what we should do every day of our life. Keep grinding, period.
Excellent.
Period.
Bravo. My sentiments are somewhat similar to yours. We talked about the Atlanta Dream and their need to come together as a unit if they're going to accomplish any of these goals, if they're going to win some games. And I think that could be an euphemism for life. You know, I think that in life, we are so much better together than we are apart.
Amen.
You know, and there's so many things in this life that will separate us. That look, man, if you realize we're so much better together than we are apart. And I don't know what the answers are, but I know that, you know, there's power in numbers, you know.
Yes.
And, you know, whenever you're at work or whenever and you're able to do a project together as a group, there's a certain satisfaction. So wherever you are, whatever you're into, try to love on somebody, try to come together because we're so much better together than we are apart. So, yeah.
That's I love it.
Yeah. So I forgot to ask you as we leave. You saw the intro. What did you think about the intro?
Oh, my gosh. I did see it. I love it. I saw how you just snuck you carry all into the little intro. I love it.
So I wanted to play the intro last week, but I had some technical difficulties and I had some things and I didn't get to play the intro. But this week, you saw the intro. As a matter of fact, I'm going to play the intro for our outro. So when we leave, you're going to get to see the outro again. But ladies and gentlemen, this has been the ATL Dream Podcast for Yukiri Thomas of Chicks in the Sports. I'm your man's E-Dub. We will see you guys next week, and we'll see you when we see you. Hopefully, we're talking about two Atlanta Dream wins, and we'll see you when we see you.
Bye.